So the book of Philippians talks about we're citizens of heaven. We're not citizens here. Paul talks about in the book of Timothy, no man entangles himself in the affairs of the world that he may serve, no soldier, that he may serve the one that's called him to serve. And so if you're a Christian and you're involved in politics and 4th of July and patriotism, you're getting all caught up in all kinds of false ways that are not of the Father. They're sinful, they're worldly. Paul says in Romans 12, 2, don't be of the world, don't be conformed, right? The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:15, be holy in all your conduct. Promoting an idolatrous, sodomized, materialized, feminized, paganized nation like America is not holy. It's ungodly. It's wicked. And Psalm 5:5 says, God hates the wicked, the workers of iniquity. There is hope. By the blood of Christ, you can repent. You can be made new. You can be transformed. But you got to come out of this patriotic mess and sin. And you got to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. God is a spirit. Those who worship him in spirit and truth. This is not the truth of God. This is sin and wickedness. And so we're just loving our neighbor, loving God, calling out the truth here. I'm doing a little experiment, and we will talk about that in the next audio.